Be'ezah Shem Yisboch, we begin Perek HaShi, the 10th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Ma'aser Karbanos and the laws of the activities related to Karbanos in the Sefer Avodah, where we continue now the next phase. We've already discussed the different types of Avodahs and the different types of Karbanos. Now we discuss, after all that is done, in this Perek regarding the consumption of the Karbanos, specifically that of Kachi Kachin, of the highest level Karbanos. This is Rambam Gins Halacha Aleph regarding the positive commandment. Achilas hachatzos va'ashrim, regarding eating of the sin offering and the guilt offering, mitzvah saseh, it's a positive commandment. Shemek says the pasuk in Shemais, va'ochlo oisim ashakupa b'hem, they're going to eat them, those that get atonement with them. Which, what does that mean, there's atonement with eating? Hakahanam oichlim, yeah, the kahanam eat it, uba'ol miskaprim, and the owner gets atonement through the consumption of the kain. And v'huadin, l'shar hakadshim sha'oichlim oisim ha'kahanam, the same thing really applies to other karbanis that the kahanam eat. For example, the meat of the Shalmei Tzibur, which are Kachi Kachin, the Chazer Shaker of Shalmei Yachid, which the owner doesn't get atonement through that. Still, the Shachilas Mitzvah, the eating of carbon, is considered a mitzvah when it's being eaten by the Kehanim. And Alocha Beis, V'chein Achilas Sherem Menachah, something applies regarding the eating the leftovers of a flour offering, which the Kemitzah is sacrificed, and the leftovers eaten. Mitzvah says it's the Pasuk Commandment, and like it says in the Pasuk in Vayikra, V'aneseres Mimeno, and the leftover, that flour offering, Yichlo Aron Levon of Aron's sons, eat it. Now, Halacha Gimel qualifies further. Who eats it, and where is it eaten? So, Ve'en Chatas V'asham, or Shiyar Menachas, we don't have that the sin offering, the guilt offering, the leftover flour offerings, which are mentioned, that the Nechalin, Ela Zichri Kuhuna Ba'azar, can only be eaten by the male Kohanim, and it has to be in the courtyard, and this is where Tumat, we're going to cut you, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'en Nechal Be'hecha, now, if it was eaten in the sanctuary itself, Nechalu, it was eaten that state. Shemek says the pasuk in the midbar. It says l'chol min chasam for all the flour offerings, which we discussed, l'chol chatasam and all the sin offerings, l'chol hasham, all the guilt offerings, v'grim, etc. But kodesh hakodeshim teichlen, in the holiest of holies, is where you eat it, meaning in the hazara. Kol zochah yechol, I say that's where every male should eat it, which again even includes the heichel too. And v'chin shalmei tzibur, so too regarding the one case of the, when the tzibur brings the shalom, which is on shavuos, harem kechatzis v'chashim, that will also have the same halacha as the sin offering, the guilt offering, where it's eaten only in the hazara by the male kahanim. Kamashran, like we explained in Perek Tes Halacha Dalad, where these are all considered kachi kachim. Halacha Dalad. Now, whereas, chaz b'shek shal shlam, now regarding kachim kalim, like the breast and the thigh of the shlamim, nechon l'kalim, yeah, that's eaten by the kalim, because that's one of the kalim gifts, but that's zacharim in the kevus, that's eaten by the males and the females, shnem b'hem, like it says over there, l'chon nesatin, to you, the kalim I've given it, u'levanecha, u'levanecha, and to your sons and to your daughters, we see it's not only the males, even the females. V'chenamur mitayda, so to the elevated part that's separated from the Thanksgiving offering, v'amur me'el nazar, that which is separated from the ram of the nazar, which these are shlamims, are peace offerings. Shlam, like the pasuk says, kol terumas hakadoshim, all the elevations of the karbanos, asher shirumah b'nei Yisrael Hashem, which the Jewish people separate to Hashem, nasad d'lach Hashem, says, I've given to you, u'levanecha v'levanecha, and to your sons and to your daughters. So we say that it's for their whole family, not just for the males. Halacha hey, and v'chenam b'char, so to regarding the firstborn animal offering. Because regarding it, says of a sarman, its flesh, yielach should be for you, like the elevated breast and the right thigh, which of the carbon shlam, which we just mentioned before, are eaten by the kahanim, the males and the females. Now, regarding all these that we're saying that are eaten not only by the male kahanim, but even by the daughters of the kahanim, are also nechom la'av the kahanim, or is eaten by the servants of the kahanim, vilin sheim, and the wives of the kahanim. Kachuma, like the same halacha, like truma, which is not only eaten by the male kahanim, but also by their slaves and by their women. And moreover, so it's not only limited to the males, but it's also weir. Bakul nechal mechalir, and all these kachum kalim are also eaten in the entire city of Yerushalayim. Shem, like it says in the pasuk Miyukra, v'eschazeh atznufa, and the breast that it was waved, v'esheka truma, and the elevated thigh, tochel makom toish, eat in a pure place. Le'nebe ben b'makom kadosh, doesn't say in a holy place, like we said regarding the Kachi Kachim, Shiazo, which says the courtyard, El Atar, it says in a pure place. Shul Komach Nisro, that's the whole Jewish camp, because the Tummy people are sent out of the camp, which Shekinegdil Der is the equivalent of what the Mach Nisro was in the Midbar in future generations, is Yerushalayim. So thereby it can be eaten in the whole city of Yerushalayim. But then the same halacha applies to Maisra Pesach regarding the halacha Maisra Behema, regarding Pesach, which is similar to that of Bechir, Shehrehim Kachim Kalim Geshlam, they're also the lower level Kachim, like that of Shlamim. And v'hachlein is the windows of the walls of the city of Yerushalayim. V'ubiachem, and the thickness of the walls themselves, k'levim, it has the halachic status, like within the walls, that would also be valid up until that area to eat these kachim kal. Halacha vav discusses a further qualification regarding the criterion of how long can the carbon be eaten. So Hashlamim, the peace offering, Nechalim B'yem Ezevicha, could be eaten the day it's slaughtered, V'chal Laila in the following night, V'chal Yem HaMakras in the whole following day, Atshadish Kacham until the sun sets. Shnema, like it says in the Pasuk, B'yem HaKrivi Ezevcha Ya'achal. On the day that he sacrifices his slaughtering, it could be eaten. U'mimachras V'gem in the next day. Now, however, something can eat from the meat of the korban shlama on the third day, etc., which then it says, and you can, then the person who's going to eat it is going to carry a sin. With Nimtzais Islam, it comes out that what teaches you is that you could eat for 2 days, the day in the morrow, and the day in between, whether it's the portion that goes to the kanan, whether the portion that is eaten by the owners. And the Bukhara Maisa, something applies to the firstborn animal and the Maisa Behema, Shem Kachem Kalam, Kachlam, they have the same halachic status as Kachem Kalam, like Shlomim, which eaten for 2 days and the night that's in between those 2 days. Halachazayin, Avalat Taita, regarding the Thanksgiving offering. Ava Pesha Kachem Kalam, although it's also the lower level of Kachem, Enecheles, Elbiyam, Zvichem, Elayla, it could only be eaten on the day it's slaughtered and the following night. Shnema, because the Torah says explicitly regarding it, but Yem Krabani Achal, on the day that it's sacrificed, it can be eaten, Lo Yanichem, when that baker, don't leave it over till the morning. And v'chein el nazir, so to the ram of the nazir, v'alech ma'boim moin, and also the breads that come with them, kayitzimen have the same halachic limitation, b'chel kehanim, b'chel kabalim, whether it's a portion that goes to the kehanim, or to the owners, and v'hoidin l'chat, the same thing to the sin offering, l'oshim, the guilt offering, l'shalmei tzibur, and for the shlamim of the tzibur on shavuos, u'lishir menachas, and the leftovers of nachas, which these are all the kachay kachim, shakol nechaliyam alala, these are all eaten for only that day and the following night. Shenemek, it says in the pasuk, b'yim karban li'achal, on the day of his carbon, he's going to eat it. All karbanos seem to be indicated, which it's actually, as the Gemara explains, from all the unnecessary extra types of terminologies, where we learn that obviously it's including other karbanos, which are all these karbanos. Except for the shlamim, the peace offering, which is a pasuk with explicit that it's for 2 days and a night. And also the firstborn offering and the tithing animal, which are similar to shlamim, they're going to be for 2 days a night, but all the other karbanos are going to be only for that day and the following night. Halacha chas qualifies now, all these that we said they could be eaten for that day and the following night, didn't tire according to biblical law, shim nechal machal marashach, this is the first Mishnah in Shas, where they could be eaten up until the break of dawn. But to distance a person from sin, where he's going to be negligent, he's going to push it off. The sages said, "She'in achon le'elachat says lie." They could only be eaten up until midnight. Halacha Tes further qualifies this that we're saying that those who could eat these karbanos, further qualifications in those individuals, and that is halacha Tes kol karbanos, all the karbanos, being kachem kachem, being kachem kalam, the high level kachem and the lower level kachem, in oichel ma'isim el hatahirim b'levad hamulim. It has to be that the person is tahar, pure, and circumcised. Afilo hayav shemshin. Now, even if he had sundown, but he didn't yet bring his atonement, where there are certain individuals that not only do they have to purify by immersing and sundown, but the following day, like Azav and Azav and the Yeled Zimtzari, they have to bring a carbon that's for their atonement. Up until that, he's not considered as purified yet. So then they cannot eat from the karbanas. Vatumtum, someone who we don't see any sign of gender on the individual. Also, lecha b'kachem, he cannot eat from kachem either. The fish was sake aral, because we're in doubt if he's uncircumcised, because if he's a male, and we didn't circumcise him because we don't see any sign of gender, he might be uncircumcised, which we said you have to be circumcised. Avalandreginus, however, regarding that which we see both signs of gender, Yerali, says Ram, appears to me, sh'echa b'kachem kalam, that he could eat from at least a kachem kalam, not kachem kachem, because he might be a female, which cannot eat that, but Kachem Kalam, Mamon of Shach. If he was circumcised on his male member, then even if he's a female, then a female could eat Kachem Kalam. So therefore, says the Rambam, androgynous would be able to eat Kachem Kalam. Halacha Yud continues regarding how are the Kachem eaten. Umut Alechas HaKachem, it's permitted to eat the Kachem B'chol Ma'achol with any dish. I feel like Kahanim, Mutarn Lechel Chalkim, even the Kahanim are permitted to eat their portion. But even Kachem Kalam, with the low level Kachem, and Kachem Kachem, and the high level Kachem, B'chol Ma'achol with any type of dish. Well, the and they could even change around how they eat it. Lachem tzlim, eat it roasted, shlukim, heavily cooked, mafashalim, lightly cooked. V'los lo techen tam zechunta, but inside of it, whatever spices of unconsecrated spices inside. Amol loy tavim shal truma, but they cannot put in a spice from their truma that they got. And the reason is shleivias at truma de piso, because they don't want to make that their truma should become invalidated, because the kachem dish that they make could become nicer if it's left over designated time, which is not the case by truma, and we're not allowed to invalidate truma, so therefore one shouldn't mix in the truma spices. V'hatzamais, and the sharis, now the leftover bones, after they finished eating, mutaris are permitted, v'aisa adam mehem kalkem, a person can make whatever vessels to shape out of those bones, whatever he'd like to do. Halach yud'alav, ha'isla machilimu etes. Now, let's say there was very little of the kachim, of the karbanas, for the kayinim to eat. So eichlima, what they would do, they would eat with it first, appetizers, chulun, and trumois, unconsecrated food, and truma foods. So that when they finally eat the carbon, should be eaten as in the state of satiation, which that's appropriate in the state of gedula, as carbon is supposed to be eaten. Now, let's say I had way too much carbon that for them to eat, then they wouldn't eat with it any other foods like chulin and truma. That shouldn't be eaten as in the state of overeating, of gorging, because that also is not appropriate. And same halach is applied regarding the leftovers of menachas. Again, if they didn't have enough, they would add. If they had too much, then they wouldn't add anything else. Halach Beis, further regarding the eating, about how is it cooked. So, im avashem chatas, ay asham, one does not cook, the sin offering or the guilt offering, im murim mitaydo ami el nazar, together in the same pot with that which is separated from the thanksgiving offering over the ram of the nazar. Why? Because you're diminishing who could eat it and we could eat it, because those are kachim kachim, which are only for males in Azar, and that's kachim kalam, which could be eaten by females even in Yerushalayim. Moreover, you can't cook that which is separated from the toidim el nazir in bechayr or im chazav v'shek shlam, with the firstborn animal or with the breast and the thigh of the shlamim. Because you're diminishing the time of how long you could eat it, because the Taidin El Nazar are eaten for a day and a night, that we said in Lachazayin. Bechayr and the Shlamim could be eaten for 2 days and one night, so you're diminishing their time. And, V'leimurim Mishlamim Shal Emesh, you can't take that which was separated from the Shlamim of yesterday to cook it in Chatz of Ashram Shal Yom with the Chatz of Ashram from today, because Menishim Mait Boichleim, you're diminishing who could eat the Shlamim, because chatz and ashram are only for the zichri kuna, ubimokam achilasin, also the place where we can eat them, because they could only eat the azara, ubizman achilasin. Now here actually it's on the other one. It's the chatz and ashram, which could be eaten for a day and a night, since you're cooking with the shlamim from yesterday, which once the day passes, it cannot be eaten by the night, so you'll only be limiting it for this daytime, so it's two for one and one for the other, that you're going to be diminishing, and therefore you can't cook them together. Because we don't want to bring something to a psul by limiting it how and where and by who it could be eaten. But the sin offering and the guilt offering, they could be cooked one with the other. You could cook the toid with the ram and the nazar one with the other. You could cook the bukhari and the chaz v'shek one with the other, because they all have the same halachas, those pairs. Now, if you have a piece of kachay kachim, which is oishel pigel or noiser, which is either invalidated because it had a machshava to be eaten, chutz l'zmanoi, or noiser that was left over, which got cooked with other pieces of regular chulun meat or kachim kalim, which the case here is talking about, where there was enough nullification. You have 100 that would neutralize this prohibited piece of pigel or noiser, and moreover, you recognize the forbidden piece and you take it out, still, now, those pieces are going to be forbidden for non-kalim, umutars akam, they're going to be permitted for kalim. The reason why this is interestingly, is because you don't say that if we're nullifying the prohibition of the nicer of pigle part of the meat, so that should also nullify the prohibition of this kachim meat from being eaten by a zar by non-kain. No, to the contrary. By nullifying the iser of nicer and pigle of this meat, it actually becomes permitted to the kain, and by that, it actually takes effect, the iser zaris, and therefore it's forbidden for a zar. Another halacha, Yud Gimel, Bisar kachim kachim or bisar kachim kalim. If you have the meat of a kachim kachim or kachim kalim, shnis bashlam bisar taiva, which was cooked with what's called meat of desire, which is chulin meat. Hari bisar taiva, so the chulin meat is asala tameim umutla tam. It's forbidden for a person that's tame, due to the fact that we're talking about kachim meat, but it's permitted for someone that's tar. Halacha yudal now continues on regarding this halacha of the division of the food to then be consumed. Nema ba'ayla, it says regarding the ayla, or ha'ayla asha hikrav, the skin of the ayla which is sacrificed, la'koyin le'yia, to the koyin, to him it's going to be. V'nem b'chata says, b'chata ha'koyin ha'chata oysa, the koyin that sprays the blood, yichlan, he's going to eat it. And v'nem ba'asham, simply find ba'asham, ha'koyin ha'shechababay, the koyin that does the tum with it, lo'yia, he gets it. So the v'nem b'shlam says regarding the shlamim, la'koyin ha'zerk, is dama shlamim, the koyin who sprays the blood of shlamim, lo'yia, tim it's going to be. V'nem b'mincha, simply find by the mincha, ha'koyin ha'makavaysa, yichlan, the koyin who sacrifices, he's going to eat it. So the Rambam explains, it's ena kazim adab b'chaleilu, The pasuk is not saying over here that the one who did the avodah gets it. Elabero. It means that who is fit to do the avodah with it. Shakoin ero lavodah, the one, the kohen who is fit to do the avodah. Zehu sheish lachelik lechel. He gets a portion in that carbon. But a misha in a robe b'shas hakarbon. Whoever is not fit at the time the carbon is being sacrificed, kohen shayutami. Let's say he was tummy at that time. In lachelik lechel, he doesn't get a portion to eat it. I feel like a shit lamb. Although he's going to be purified by the evening, which he could eat it then. Now, well, in chalukah, but regarding the actual division itself, it doesn't go to the one who did the avodah per se. Hakol ancha beis av shemakuvin beis yam. It goes to the entire family that's doing the avodah that day. For kulam cholkim, chol kachem mikdash ish kachem, and every one of them divide the kachem of the beis mikdash from that day. Every man like his brother, bein zeh shehikrav, the one who actually did the avodah, bein achav shima b'mikdash like the shehikrav, or whether his brother with him that's in the beis mikdash or didn't do the avodah. Either way, they're all going to get an equal division. Now, Lachat as well, the Ram addresses, V'lama chilik ha-kasa b'menachas. Now, why did the Torah differentiate regarding by the flower rings? B'menachas ha-fuyas, between the flower rings that are baked, u'minchas ha-sayilis, and regarding the flower offering of the flower, which is in the flower state. Where do we find the difference? Shabafuyas, so aimed by the baked ones, it says, V'chol mincha, and every flower offering, ashrat yo'ovet batan v'gumma, which will bake in the oven, etc. La'koyin ha-makar v'ysoloysiyah. So there it says to the kohen who sacrifices, he's going to get it. Whereas the v'minchas ha-seilis, regarding the flower offering of the flower, it says, v'chol mincha belulu v'ashem v'chariv, and any flower offering that's mixed with oil and that which is dry, l'chol b'nei ha'aron tia ishka achiv, to every one of the sons of Aaron is going to be every man like his brother. Why here does it say ishka achiv, which is indicating this idea that everyone equally gets, and the other one says the terminology of loitia. So the reason is like this, sha'afuya, because regarding the baked mincha, kishachol k'noisa ancha b'esav, when all the members of the family divided, and all the other Karbans also say that terminology of loyiyah, because that tells us the halacha of ru'uya. So they would understand this generic halacha that we're saying, that we're going to be divided by the family members of that whole family. Makes sense, because kol shi yigi lechelkoi, whatever portion that coin is going to get, I feel like his eyes pass even just an olive size of the bread, it's fit for him. Because eating right away is good, no matter how small it is, it's still a piece of bread. But regarding the mincha that's flour, if they have to divide it amongst the whole family, it's going to come out that this guy's going to get like a palmful of flour, or even less than that. That's not fit. Not the baked, meaning if it's already baked, no matter how small, it's useful. But the flour itself, so small, it's not significant. Therefore, one would have entertained that, okay, we're not going to go and split up this flower offering. It's not enough. Rather, we would split, you get this mincha, and I'll get a different mincha. And we would not divide this actual flower offering itself by all the members of the family of this day. But therefore, the pasuk had to be more explicit over here to say, no, to all the sons of Aaron, it's going to be every man like his brother. And that's what they say, that it does get divided by itself, even though it's just flour. Now, from here, the sage actually said a very generic, important halacha. That in cholkin mincha k'nekin mincha. Yeah, you don't divide, saying, okay, you get that mincha, and I'll get a different mincha. Even if, let's say, one, it's the same type, where this one was made in a pan and this one was made in a pan, or same type, you get the flour type and I'll get the flour type. No. But each and every one gets divided its remnants by itself and not to swap one for another. So it's a halacha design. You don't divide, you get that bird carbon, I'll get that bird carbon. Not a breast and a thigh for him taking a different breast and thigh. Rather, each and every one, this breast, this thigh, we're going to divide, and so on by all of them. Halacha Yedzayin, further qualifying regarding division, enough cut in the chaylik. A minor does not get a portion, I feel like kachem kalim, even by the lower level kachem. Although you're allowed to feed him kachem kachem. So to a woman and a dragoness, although they get to eat it, we don't give them a portion of division of the kachem of the Beis Hamikdash at all. A man like his brother, which says an adult, and as the other part of the pasuk seems to indicate, l'chol b'nei Aaron, and not for the b'nei Aaron, so it's not for women or andragoness. Avol bal mum, but let's say regarding a blemished kind, bin kavua bin other, whether it's a permanent blemish or just a temporary blemish, bin shenil b'mumay, whether he's born blemished, bin shayitam b'nifsel, whether he was unblemished and became, got the blemish, where although he can't do the avodah, still chalik v'aychel. Still, he gets a portion and he could eat it. Shlomo says in the pasuk, lechem elikav, mekach ha-kach, the bread of his God from the holies, holies, etc., where v'hushi yiro l'achila, as long as he's fit to eat it, then he's going to get a portion. But if it was richly impure, then in l'chalik lechem erev, then he does not get a portion to eat in the evening because he's not fit to do the avodah. And the Baal Mum is the one exception that even though he's not, he gets a portion, but everyone else, like a tummy person, would not get a portion to eat in the evening. Halachit ches, for kohen gadol, now regarding the kohen gadol, oichel shalei b'chalukah, he gets to eat without a dividing. El noitel kamashir, so he takes whatever he wants to, and he doesn't have to divide it equally like everyone else. Halachit tes, further qualifying, kalaro lechil sakadishim b'shasek reven, whoever is fit to eat the kachim at the time when it's being sacrificed, chalik lechel, he gets a portion to eat it. But the chomish in the role lechel b'shas avodah is not fit to eat at the time when the actual service is being done. Afa b'shuro l'avodah, even though he's fit to do this service, v'arei role lechel erev, and he's also fit to eat in the evening because by the evening time he'll be okay. Still in the chelik k'di laniyah chelkel erev, he's not able to get a portion to leave it over to eat his portion in the evening. Okay, so what type of case it would be? It would be like a tful yom, someone who immersed himself that day. Umuchutzik kippurim already had sundown, but he just lacking atonement. Or va'in bi mekvura, or someone who lost a close relative on the day of the burial, which is not the day of the death, because therefore then his daninus does not follow the following night, even rabbinically. So all these individuals would be fit at nighttime, and they're conceptually ro la avoda in certain circumstances, but they can't eat it. So ben kohen gadol ben kohen hedged, whether it's a high priest or a regular kohen, in chalik l'echel la'erev, they would not get a portion to eat it in the evening. Halacha chav, now kosher in the role echel, whoever is not fit to eat, in the role laver, is not fit to do that voida. Chutz is one exception, mekayin gadol ho'einim, a high priest who is a oinu, lost a close relative of that day, shumakir vein ha'echel, that he actually does that voida, but doesn't eat, k'meshban, like we explained in the Hilchas Bias HaMikdash, v'choshe in the role laver, now whoever is not fit to do that voida, it also works the other way. In the role lechel, or the girsa should be in the role lachlik, he does not get a portion to eat, chutz mebal mum, except for someone who has a blemish, because like there we said, that's the one exception where it's explicit in the Torah, although he's not fit to do that vayda, he does get a portion, unlike, let's say, someone that's tummy. Halacha chaf alf. Koshein l'chelik babasa. Whoever does not have a portion of the meat, and l'chelik bayis doesn't get a portion of the skin either. Meaning, if the skin's not being used for eating, and the basar is, and he can't eat it, doesn't make a difference. Doesn't get basar, doesn't get oiris, which is secondary to the meat. Now, the halacha goes, afilu tamim shazrig is dumb. Even if he was tummy when the blood was thrown, but v'tar b'shasek dechalavim, and he's already tar at the time when the fats are sacrificed, which is at night time because he already had sundown, still, in the chalav b'basa, he's not going to get a portion of the meat. Because Shneva the Pasuk says, ha-markav es dam ha-shlamim, the one who brings near the blood of the shlamim, v'es ha-chelev, m'me Aaron, and the fats from the sons of Aaron, lo yisi ha-shoik ha-yom in l'mon, that he's going to get that portion of the right thigh, which teaches us, achiyyeh, tar, that he has to be tar by those two ends of the extreme of the avodah. He has to be tar v'rol avodah and fit to do the service mishazrika, which is the first part of the pasuk, which talking about hamakav es dam ha'shlam, from the time when the blood is being sprayed, and acha hakteh chalam, all the way up until the end of when the fats are being sacrificed. So that excludes someone that was tar at the time of the zrika and would be tam mishazrika chalam. He also wouldn't be valid, which is the inverse of the case that we just described. Halacha chav beis. However, let's say nitma acha zrika. Let's say actually at the time of zrika he was tar. He became tummy after blood was sprayed. V'tavel he immersed. Very tar, now he ends up being tar after shasek techalavim, which is at nighttime, which the fats could be burned then also. Sadava safik im chelik im men chelik. So that's actually a situation of doubt if he actually gets a portion or not, because on the one hand, ultimately, he was tar at the time of the zrika and at the time of hek techalavim, but it wasn't continuous. So lefikachim tav as if he does grab his portion, imitimiyod, they don't take it away from him, but it's a doubt if he really is deserving of getting it or not. Halacha v'gimel, carbon tzibur habbabatumah. Now regarding a carbon tzibur, which could be brought in the state of tumah, because tumah in tzibur is different. So though the tummy people actually do sacrifice, it means they're fit to sacrifice it. But actually, we're not talking about a case where they actually sacrifice it. It's the tar ones who are sacrificing it, because actually a tummy would sacrifice, actually kama would not be eaten, rather would be burned, like other korbanos that became tummy. But at least they're eligible for doing the avodah. Still, in chalkim atarim lechel erev, they don't divide with the tahar kahanim to eat their portion in the evening. The reason is, nishein rum lachila. Although by tumah betzibur, the kam could do the avodah, but they still can't eat. So, although we say generally they could do that avodah, they could eat, here, although they could do that avodah, but they wouldn't be able to eat, even though the tumah is permitted in the tzibur.